everybody. It's Jer, a.k.a. Dimes, a.k.a. whatever else you guys want to call me. I'm here with Susie and Susanna.
Hey.
Hey.
What's up, guys?
Nothing. I like our idea of doing the alphabet with certain genres of music. So I think that's what we should do today.
That is what we're going to do today. But
alphabet
first,
time.
We figured we should let you guys know what our social medias are so you can actually go follow us and put in your 2 cents as to what you think of our conversations we have here.
And I think it'd be cool for people to respond, like with their own lists, or when we have holes in our list for them to be able to say, oh, I have one, because then we can always check out new music.
Right? It's not as easy as you think it is.
It's not.
Tell us your ABC list.
So first, you can find us at info@mirp411.com. That's M-I-R-P.
Not find us. Email us.
That one, yes. But you can find us on the Instagram at MIRP411, M-I-R-P, for the number, and then the number one, and then the number one again. You can find that on all platforms. You can follow me personally at Dimes_musical_photo, and at JerBearPhoto. And you can follow Susie at
Susie Loves Metal on Instagram.
Susanna's
behind.
She doesn't take
all the
pictures.
I don't have an Instagram, but
you might.
Maybe one day. I need to come up with a clever name for it. Or username. I'm not with the times. I'm not hip with the crowd. I don't know what it's called.
So, our game. Jared, what genre are you doing?
Well, we're doing the alphabets, like you kind of mentioned earlier, and I'm picking pop music because out of the three of us, I probably know pop music the best.
I would think that's true.
That is very true.
Susanna, what are you doing?
I'm doing deathcore, but some of them might arguably be some other kind of subgenre, but let us know on social media.
I'm going to do European death, black, or extreme metal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, our list don't... like, show at all what we listen to on a regular basis.
That's actually pretty right on.
This,
yeah.
You have no idea how right on it is until we start this list.
So we're going to do it differently now, though. The other podcast I did like A, and Susanna did B, you did C. Now we're each going to do a letter of the alphabet.
Yeah.
So, okay. Jerry, you want to start it?
Yes. Get ready to laugh, Susanna. For A,
I think I know what it is.
I picked Aqua.
Yes.
Is that country? Oh, the pop.
Pop,
we're doing pop.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm doing pop.
Okay, forget.
You know why he picked Aqua? Because
no.
That CD has been in his car for the last month and a half.
Yup.
Uh-huh. That's what gets him going in the morning. Aqua.
Because you just haven't pulled it out and put something else in, or because you love it?
Both.
Really?
I've got, like, 10 CDs in my car, and the Aqua CD is good.
I'm kind of that way, too. I don't switch my CDs out. I think I've got Wolfheart in Flames and Discarnate.
But they're no Aqua.
That's true. I'm going to have to listen to it.
I'm going to hold you to that one.
Do yourself a favor. I'm picking Attila.
Oh.
That's right.
That's a good one. I did At the Gates. I saw them for the first time in my life this year. It was awesome.
Yeah.
I love Attila.
Attila is pretty fun.
And they're coming to town.
Words to live
months.
By. You can be anything you want in life. Just don't be... fucking bitch. Haha. That's right. I cursed.
Is that a Attila lyric?
That is.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
They have a lot of very good songs. That's
another list we should do. Songs that have cursing in it.
Yeah.
Because I know a lot.
Yeah. Right?
Most of your songs.
I know.
So, on to B.
Yep.
I went Baha Men. Because that's another CD when I was younger I listened to quite often.
That is true.
When we first started dating,
you
I listened
know.
To Baha Men a lot and Who Let the Dogs Out.
Is that who that is?
Who let the dogs out?
That's Baha Men?
Yeah.
Yeah. He knows more songs. Guess what? They have more songs.
They do have more. They have a whole CD of songs that you don't know about.
That is funny.
That's a good CD. I like them.
Okay, I'm going Born of Osiris.
I love them.
Me too. They're so much fun.
Yeah.
Last time they were here, because I know you like them too,
yeah.
Susanna, I bought a hat, and I was like, I'm going to give this to Susanna, but then I didn't, because I really like it too.
It's okay. It's a thought that counts. Look at that.
I thought about buying you a hat, but instead I bought it for myself.
That's all right. Wear it proud.
Aren't they coming too?
I think so.
Oh, we'll have to think about
that. Yeah, I believe they're coming to the Hawthorne. Could be wrong. There's other venues we have in the city, but...
Yeah, we'll have to look that up, because I'd love to see them with you, Susanna.
Yeah. Yes.
I, of course, did Behemoth. That was a fantastic show. I love Behemoth, and they played at Crystal Ballroom, and it was just magical. It was so good.
Oh, it's a good one.
Good one. C. Clean Bandit.
Oh,
I've heard of that.
Because the first time we saw them, they were kind of known, but lesser known.
Mm-hmm.
And then the next time I shot them, I believe they had won a Grammy. And
oh, wow.
Moved on from... We saw them, Doug Fir, and the next time they're here, they're at the Wonder Ballroom, so it's kind of a big jump.
Yeah, so I guess I've never seen them.
You have not.
You have
I
not.
Feel like I know it. So did we do a CD review, or did we... Or maybe I just saw your photos.
Maybe you just saw the photos?
Could be.
They're good. I like them.
Okay, I foresee picking Chelsea Grin. They have those kind of vocals that, to me, kind of sound like pig squealing. But it works, and I like it.
I like Chelsea Grin, too. I saw a show at the Roseland this year. It was Chelsea something, and I hated it so much.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
It was a girl. She was super beautiful, and she had this cool costume on, and I was just like, Chelsea something. Chelsea Handler. No, that's like a...
No, it's a comedian.
Oh, okay. I'll figure that out.
Yeah.
Children of Bodom.
Oh, that's a good one.
From Finland.
Saw them... long time ago.
Love Children of Bodom.
You know, I don't know them very well, but they've been popping up on my Spotify more and more, and I'm like, oh, I like this. Who is it?
Oh, Children of Bodom. Children of Bodom is awesome. I will never forget. I was at Roseland with my friend Tara, who loves Children of Bodom.
Mm-hmm.
Leia's taken off with the blanket underneath Tara's computer. That's so funny. He's hanging on for dear life to the computer.
So Leia's our dog. She's also here for the podcast.
She's like an unofficial mascot.
Yeah.
That's funny. Anyway, Children of Bodom, they have a keyboard that plays pretty much along with the guitar parts, and it's very... And so my friend Tara and I were front row, standing at the Roseland on the right side in front of the guitar player who's not there anymore, and there were two guys behind us that knew, like, every single nuance, but they were screaming it. They were going, like this. And so Tara was getting so mad she would turn around and be like, shut up! But they were big super fans. It was awesome.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
D. I'm finally going mainstream. Oh, I just thought of another one.
Give them both.
Yeah.
I wrote Destiny's Child.
Well, what just came to your head?
Oh, Demi Lovato.
Okay.
I thought that would have been more of an obvious one for me, because I listen to her a lot when I'm editing pictures, because it's just kind of nice, just background music.
You also listen to Disney when you do pictures.
Oh,
I do listen to a lot of Disney songs.
They have a wide range.
They have great soundtracks.
I write to John Mayer, which is weird.
You write him letters? Does he respond?
Dear John
Mayer. I write stuff to John Mayer, because I know it so well, and because I listen to it at work, because I kind of have to do something mellow.
Yeah.
But for some reason, I can write really well to it, because I don't maybe pay so attention to it.
Oh, great.
But, say, so Destiny's Child, that's what was my first thought. And...
Then Demi.
Then Demi. But, yeah, I like them both.
Sorry, not so good.
Yeah.
Destiny's Child is pre-Beyonce. Or
Beyonce before she went solo, yeah.
So, like, I'm a survivor.
Yeah,
that way.
Yep.
And I don't want no Scrubs as TLC. Not Destiny's Child, right?
Yes.
I think it's TLC. Okay.
Okay, D for me. I have two as well. I have Duran Gray and Devil Driver.
Ooh, good ones.
Yeah.
Duran Gray is the most disgusting video ever.
Yeah.
Yep.
Like,
very disturbing.
It was shocking, first time watching that. Like, I can't remember if he cut something in his mouth or... I don't remember the singer, but it was just like blood gushing out as he was singing.
Are they from Japan? Duran Gray?
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah, but they're good though.
Good.
Dark Tranquillity.
Oh.
I kind of love them. I felt so happy when I first met them. I'd seen them once before, but then I went with a friend here who knew their tour manager and stuff like that, so we got really special treatment.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the one where... we took some like crew members and stuff to the Apple store, and you know, just kind of took them shopping to get some stuff since we don't have sales tax. And then when we got back, they slapped an all-access pass on me, and they were like, come this way. And it was a meet and greet. There was only one person that signed up for the meet and greet, so they stuck me ahead of them. And these guys, there's like, they're like 6'2". I mean, they're giants. And I walked in, and I didn't really know what to do because I don't think I've ever been to a meet and greet.
Yeah.
I've either just had to do an interview or whatever. And I walked in, and I did a little curtsy in front of each of them. Hello.
Yeah.
Hello.
Hi. Hello. Nice to meet you.
I was so intimidated, and they were so nice. And so I stepped back, and they just all kind of looked at me like, you're not going to talk to us? What's your problem?
I know.
It was really
it's
weird.
It's a meet and greet. Yeah. Although sometimes those meet and greets, they just like push you along.
Most meet and greets, it's just like, all right, here, sign it. Thank you.
Yeah,
and
I had
talk.
The entire Dark Tranquility band just sitting there looking at me like, okay.
What do you want to talk about?
And then the next year was super cool when I had the interview with the singer, and we went over to that Mexican restaurant behind Hawthorne,
mm-hmm.
and they were there. So we
yeah.
sat down and had dinner with them, and then it was just it was a super cool experience.
More chill. Yeah.
E. Mm. Eiffel 65.
I've never heard of it.
You, the song Blue Dabba Dee Dabba Da. You don't know that song?
Sing it again.
Nope.
I'm Blue Dabba Dee Dabba Da.
No, I've never heard it.
Yeah.
That's pretty much their
wow.
big song. But
yeah, you're kind of going way back.
Well, yeah, that's when I listen to pop the most.
That's true.
Kind of in most of my music I listen to now, a lot of it is still more 90s, early 2000s.
Yeah.
That's what I like. And I liked that one song.
It was pretty good. They had a PlayStation song too, didn't they? I'm pretty sure. Okay, my E is Emure. Yeah.
Huh.
They put on a great show.
They are a fun life.
They are a fun life.
I like them.
Mm-hmm.
My E is Engel, the guitar player that took Jesper's place in In Flames was from the band Engel, I think.
You think.
But there's also so many others. There's Edge of Sanity. There's Entombed. Evergrey. Oh, Evergrey. That's what I should have said. Because I love Evergrey.
Okay, she's changing it.
And their new album came out on Friday.
Speaking of Friday. Okay, F.
F?
Speaking of Friday. That was good, Susanna.
You like that transition?
You need to relax, all right? Relax. Which is
don't
a clue for the next one, because...
Why is there a hole
Frankie
in my
goes
hat?
To Hollywood. With my F.
Is that relax?
Don't
do
it.
Yeah.
Look at there's a hole in my hat.
Nobody cares about the hole in your hat. There's supposed to be a hole in your hat. That's how you get it on your head.
No, the other side.
It's
whoa.
For a ponytail.
So yeah, Frankie goes to Hollywood.
Wait, so relax, don't do it when you want to do it. That's about having sex, right?
Probably.
Yeah, relax, don't do it when you want to calm. Okay, sorry.
I just like that song.
Probably.
That's funny. That's another podcast we could do, or alphabetical songs about sex. Songs that have curse words in them.
Right.
Most songs have curse words in them.
Metal, yeah.
Unless you buy the CDs at Walmart, then they don't.
That's true.
I know.
Hey, did you hear that most everybody's pulled Chris Brown?
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, recently.
Did you guys see the documentary yet?
Uh-uh.
No.
But
I saw the news
stories. There's a Chris Brown documentary, too?
Yeah, it interviews, like, his ex... Is he the one that... Wait, who's the
one
R.
Kelly.
Sorry.
Okay.
Chris
Brown
is the one that
too,
beat
so.
Rihanna.
Right.
Yeah, R. Kelly, sorry.
Chris Brown's in trouble again.
He is in trouble again.
I'm not the biggest pop fan, so I guess R. Kelly and Chris Brown, I got confused.
Yeah. Well, their music
are they at all
kinda,
the same? Kind of?
They get in trouble.
Yeah, I get you.
They don't treat women nice.
Nope.
Okay, F for me. Fit for an autopsy.
Ooh, good one.
Autopsy, yeah. I don't know if I said it right.
That's a great one.
Yeah.
I did Flesh God Apocalypse.
That's a good one.
G.
I think we have that t-shirt.
I did... It's... I could say that's more poppy than anything. It would be Gorillaz.
That's debatable.
I know. I said most of my... Some of mine are controversial, but... They aren't really, like, rock or metal. They're really catchy.
Yeah.
Is Gorillaz that stupid band that sing the animal song?
First off, they're not stupid. They're awesome.
Yeah.
Like,
why
I'm
can't
happy.
I'm feeling glad I got sunshine.
You know?
Oh, I know that one.
Yeah.
Or feel good.
I don't know that one. Yeah.
I like them. It's the one that's
it's like animated.
It's like a cartoon kind of like thing. Like all the videos are cartoon characters and all the band members are essentially like cartoon.
How do they pull
that
off?
I guess they
live?
Are kind of popular.
I haven't seen them live.
Do they tour live as cartoons?
They have toured.
They do tour. I just don't know how they do it.
We'll make sure we have to see them.
Yeah. Epic God Forbid.
Oh, good one.
Saw them once.
Roseland, right?
Yeah, I was at the Roseland. They, I don't think they were supposed to be part of the tour, but somebody had a... Somebody couldn't do the tour, so they filled in the spot. Like, they didn't either the rest of the tour or the whole tour, but I remember they weren't originally supposed to be on the tour, but I was glad they were on it, because I had never seen them before, so I was excited.
Yeah.
Is it my turn?
Yeah.
Oh. Gojira and Grave. Those are two of my favorite bands. Gojira just is amazing. Love them so much. I can't believe we saw them at, that was it Brank's? That little weird club that was kind of by...
It was small, dirty,
small,
dark. The bathrooms were disgusting.
Grungy. But
right.
It was such, for like, that was my favorite place to go see, like, punk shows.
Yeah.
Totally.
Didn't we do a video, weren't we in the video for like Chronological Injustice or something there? We're in a
long
video
time ago?
For something.
That way, they're like, still start now, kind
of. Yeah, early on. My other one is Grave, just because Grave's one of my favorite bands from Sweden, and I haven't seen them since I've been back from South Africa, so they haven't toured in at least 5 years to the States. Grave,
get
I
on
love.
It, Grave people.
Yeah.
Come here. Okay, H, Gemma.
Okay, for H.
Hands Like Houses.
Oh.
No. Man, I could have done Hanson.
Oh, dude.
No.
I like.
But
to
instead, I went with somebody Susanna actually does like.
Oh, yeah, because I do not enjoy Hanson.
Hilary Duff.
Oh.
A lot of people don't think of her as a musician, but she was for a while.
Hannah Montana.
Okay, I'm talking about real people here.
Sometimes I think it's funny before Jeremiah says his... guess what it is.
Me too.
That's,
in my head, I'm trying
yeah.
to guess. What is he going to say?
I can't guess yours. But
yeah.
And I don't guess his, but it's fun to do.
Only when I could guess some of mine, maybe be Susanna, and I don't know how many of these she's going to be guessing.
That's true.
So what was it again? Oh,
Hilary Duff.
Okay.
Lizzie McGuire. But
don't even know what that is.
Is her, what got her big? Disney.
Kind of like a Hannah Montana with... What's
before
her
face? Before Hannah Montana.
Way before Hannah Montana.
But they had fake characters and then they had real singing careers?
No. Well, she was an actress first and then she became a singer later.
So Lizzie McGuire was the character.
TV show.
And then she became herself and sang.
Sure,
and then Hannah Montana was her character. And then she had a career herself. I can't think of her name.
Miley Cyrus.
Thank
Miley,
you.
Yeah.
She also went as Miley on the TV show too.
Well, that's confusing.
No,
I like
it. It's about a person who had a secret identity, who was Hannah Montana.
Whose dad was Billy Ray Cyrus.
Well, not in, like, the
TV on the
show.
TV show. And yeah, on the TV show.
It's different.
This is, like...
We're not talking about her. We're talking about... Hillary Duff.
This turned into, like, an ABC game to welcome to pop educational / Disney show educational for Susie.
Welcome to...
/ our weird conversations that we have all
like,
the time.
All the time.
I'm done. Susanna, it's your turn.
Okay. I'm going to admit I had to look this one up, so I don't know this band that much. But it's Hate Eternal.
Oh, I love Hate Eternal.
Yeah? Okay, I'm going to have to... Yes.
Hands cold.
Your hands are cold.
Hate Eternal. I saw Hate Eternal with God Dethroned or God Forbid. I can't remember now. And Cannibal Corpse at the Satyricon.
Yeah?
And it was one of the best shows ever. And then I remember the next time Hate Eternal came was a few years later. I was, like, so excited. I'm like, it... And it made me realize it was one of those really vivid things that you can't ever... Nothing is ever as good again.
Yeah.
They were, like, tired, and one of them was sleeping, and I was so disappointed, but...
But good.
Yeah. I'm going Hypocrisy because I've never, ever seen them, and they're coming this year, and I bought my ticket the second they went on sale.
Yay. Sweet. That's pretty awesome.
Alright,
Incubus.
Could be controversial, but I don't think it is. I went with Imagine Dragons.
Oh, okay. Oh, totally pop.
Like, they're pop, but, like, yeah, they're mostly pop, but people
but
hate them, but...
I know, they're like Nickelback people hate them. I don't understand, because they actually have some really good songs.
I really, like, their song, was it Natural? I like it. I like a lot of their songs. But Natural's their big one right now, and... They played, was it the halftime at the college football championships, and I was like, heck yeah, I like this.
Yeah.
I thought they did good.
I think sometimes when bands hit, you know, fame super fast, then any of the underground people that kind of like them, like kind of me with Metallica. I saw Metallica before they were anything, and now, you know, gets past the Black Album, and I'm like, yeah, no thanks.
Huh.
But Imagine Dragons I like a lot.
I like them.
I like some of their stuff. Okay, my I is I Prevail. I like them too.
We've seen them. I can't place them, but I know the name.
I think so.
Are they like a Warped Tour-ish band?
I would say yeah.
Okay.
I think any metalcore band can almost be considered a Warped Tour, especially the last several tours, because they had the metal stage.
Right? Oh, yeah.
Dark.
<Okay.
laughs> of course, I'm going. Can you guess my eye band?
I feel like yes, but no.
Oh, my mind's going blank, but I totally know what you're picking.
Jesper's X band.
I know. I was like,
In Flames.
Yes. I'm
oh,
like,
God.
I know it, but I'm like, why can't I think of it?
I love In Flames. I listened to it all the way up here to our podcast, and they're coming in March,
mm-hmm.
and I'm super excited.
Yeah.
I have two for Jay. Why? I don't know why. I have a
ooh,
bunch.
Man,
the two I picked are not even the one I should have picked.
Okay, we'll name them all.
Jack Johnson.
No. I picked Jewel.
I love Jewel.
And then I put Jennifer Love Hewitt, because that Bare Naked song is always stuck in my head.
Jennifer Lopez.
No.
Jenny from the Block.
Justin Bieber.
Oh
my goodness.
Justin Timberlake.
Yeah.
How did Jay's should have been so
yeah,
easy, but
Justin
I was old school.
Jewel, what happened to her? Didn't she marry like a cowboy?
I believe so, yeah.
Or did she have a song about cowboys?
Cool.
So with my recent heartbreak trauma, I was driving to my therapist's office on Tuesday, and You Were Meant for Me and I Was Meant for You, that song by Jewel,
mm-hmm.
sobbed all the way to my therapist.
Oh, you're like, why is this song on right now?
Yeah.
So, the reason why he picked Jennifer Love Hewitt, I think Jared has a little crush on Jennifer Love Hewitt. If he doesn't now, he did back in the day at least.
Aww. Was she a movie star?
That's also debatable.
She's in movies.
Okay.
And TV shows, like she was in like Ghost or something. Yeah, Ghost Whisperer.
She's in something.
She
now.
Was in like. Wait, was she in Party of Five or something? Like,
oh, I think
something
so.
Like that.
Some TV show back.
So
what
you
did last summer.
Will you admit
oh, yeah.
that that's true, Jeremiah?
Nope.
He won't admit it, but I know. I know for sure.
Nope.
Do you, Jeremiah, know of a slight crush Suzanne has ever had?
Yep.
Who?
What's his name from Brink?
Oh. Oh my gosh. I was like 13. I forget his name. I can't remember now. Eric.
Von.
But anyway,
is he a?
He was on, no. He was on the
Brink.
Disney Channel. It was a TV show. It was a movie, and he was a skater. He was like a skater.
Like Soul Skaters or something.
Yeah,
like
totally
that.
Like.
It was so cheesy, but I was a big skateboarder,
cheesy.
Rollerblader at the time, so
I totally
it.
Had a type. Yeah. Yeah, skateboarder.
I have a new crush on a TV person. Totally can't remember his name right
Bobby
now.
Bobby Flay.
I love Bobby Flay. I totally have a crush on Bobby Flay.
We watch him every Saturday morning.
Aww. No, this mine's on Tiny House Nation. The skier.
I don't know.
And, oh.
Yeah.
Super cute.
Yeah. Okay, wait. Okay, where were we
going? No
Jay.
Idea.
Jay. Okay, I have two. I know. Off topic. I have two. Job for a Cowboy and Jungle Rock.
Jungle Rock, good one.
Mm-hmm. And you know what? Job for a Cowboy is another one that keeps popping up on my Spotify. That I'm like, ooh, who is this? I'm like, oh, I like them.
And I think Jungle Rock's one of the few artists where Susie and I have both interviewed.
Yeah, I think
you
so.
You interviewed them when they were last year.
Yeah.
I think. Mm-hmm. And then I interviewed them a couple of years ago. You were still not back here yet. Or, no, you just came back and you weren't up to it yet.
Yeah.
So I did it. Out up in Seattle, Auburn.
Man, Jungle Rock's one of those bands that you think, I mean, it's so surprising how good they are.
Mm-hmm.
They're just not run of the mill. They're really, really good, and I'm so surprised
talented.
That they're not so much bigger.
Yeah.
When I saw them last, I did the interview right after, but I did it on the phone because there was some complication of doing it there. I can't remember. And he asked me if I saw the show, and I said, yeah. And he's like, how come you didn't come up and say hey? And I was like, oh, that's so sweet that he remembered me. I like that.
That's cool.
Ginger.
Oh, I like them, too.
So I don't like female vocals in metal, mm-hmm. except for Angela with Arch Enemy, but now I'm having an issue with Angela with the photography whole scuffle. It just makes me feel icky.
Uh-huh.
But I love her. And I actually like OTEP. But Ginger is probably the only other one that I really like.
Yeah, their is it Pisces song is really good.
They're getting so much airplay too on like Liquid Metal and stuff like that. And we met them. We did the interview with.
Yeah. Was it Tatiana and Eugene?
Yeah.
Is that their names?
Was it? I can't remember if it was Eugene. I think it was
Eugene.
They were so nice and just so honest, and it was really great, really really great.
I think that makes you like an artist just a tad bit more when they're also awesome people.
Seriously, yeah. And they were, I would assume maybe this is the first time they've been to the United States, maybe. I know her English wasn't super great. The interview was fantastic, but, you know, she had to think about some of the words. But, man, she was so nice. And
yeah.
She's one of the rare ones, too, that doesn't come out with, like, blatant sexuality. Like, I mean, she's cute and she's sexy and all of that stuff, but she just came out like in, like, if I remember, like sweatpants or camo pants and like a cutoff shirt and just was like a dude.
Oh, yeah. Sweet.
It's okay.
That's cool. Okay.
I picked
Katy Perry.
No. Oh, good.
Oh, right.
I went for this one for a reason.
On a scale of 1 to 10.
I picked Kesha.
Oh, uh-huh.
Because on most days, I also wake up feeling like P. Diddy.
Feeling like P. Diddy. That's the verse. Yeah.
That's like the start of the song.
I've never heard that before.
It's like, here.
I don't know the next line. I know that one.
Yeah, that's what I
did you say the next song?
Mm. Or the next line, I'm sorry.
Oh, I thought you said the next song. Isn't that my neck, my back,
no.
My pussy, and my crack?
No,
oh, wait,
sorry.
That's Kia.
I don't know.
Well, I picked Kesha.
Okay,
well, I thought
Kesha.
You said the next song. That's what made me think
K-E
of this one.
$SH. Oh, no. H-A.
Yeah. So that's why I picked this, because I also feel like waking up like P. Diddy most days.
How does P. Diddy feel?
Like a baller, I assume.
I don't even know what a baller means. Is that like a player? Like a... successful person.
I like to consider myself a baller on a budget.
What is
a B.O.B.?
I'm
a B.O.B. on a budget.
Baller on a budget.
Okay, I'm gonna have to look up what a baller is because I don't know.
Shot caller?
Research. Shot caller. Okay, my K, I'm probably going to pronounce it wrong, but it's cataclysm.
Oh, good. I just right here. I just wrote down cataclysm.
Oh, yeah. See,
I think
they're great.
Said it right, too.
Yeah, it's cataclysm.
That's right, because huge fan. I mean, I like them a lot.
So they were coming to the Soulfly show.
Yes.
But they're not. They had a visa issue with one person, and so Unearth,
right.
who we just interviewed, is subbing in, even though they were just here a couple months ago.
Right. Unearth is also pretty cool.
Oh.
They're not my you.
Creator. I wrote Creator.
Awesome.
I love Creator.
I feel like they come here quite a bit, too.
Mm-hmm. Last year we covered them?
I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
L.
Loverboy.
No.
Little River Band.
No.
Lily Allen.
Limp Bizkit.
I'm doing pop.
Oh.
I don't even start on Limp Bizkit. I have a coworker I just found out who doesn't know who Limp Bizkit is.
He's also in his 20s, right?
Yeah.
So.
Nope. I picked... LMFAO because I like to shake my bootay a lot. And
okay, two and things I don't understand. LMAFO.
LMFAO.
LMFAO. What does that mean?
You can totally figure that one out.
Laughing my ass off. Oh, laughing my fucking ass off.
Language.
I'm sorry. Oh my gosh. I cursed twice on here.
My goodness.
I said pussy and crack.
But yes, they sing a lot of booty shaking songs.
So give me one. Show me one. Tell me one. Sing it.
Sexy and I know it.
Oh, I know that one.
Pretty much one of my theme songs. That's why I picked
another
him.
One.
And then he went off and did a solo thing and I have that CD also.
Hmm.
Yep.
Okay, mine for L, I also had to look up, but I'm going to check them out. They're called Lost Eden.
Hmm.
Apparently they're Japanese as well, and so far I seem to really like Japanese metal, deathcore, metalcore, whatever bands, so I'm going to check them out.
Nice.
But I had to look them up for sure.
My L is Leprous. They are like Meshuggah meets Soen, and they are so amazing. The singer from Emperor, which is a very famous black metal band, he has his own band, and I never say his name right, so I'm not even going to bother.
Yeah.
And these guys are his backup band, but then on their own, they do Leprous, and they're just super technical and amazing, and my friend Amir showed him to me, and when he played it, I was like, oh god, this is the worst thing ever. And then just because I didn't get it,
mm-hmm.
and then I saw him live with Amir, and they were so good, and then they just came recently.
Did you get to see? Oh,
yeah. Yeah, I saw them both times, front row. It was great.
That's cool. Okay.
Well, I have two, because I couldn't just do one.
Miley Cyrus.
Nope.
What?
I
love Miley Cyrus.
Yeah, but I went Madonna and Michael Jackson.
Oh, good one.
Okay, but you didn't go Justin Timberlake for Jay? That's weird.
Yeah, but when you think of, like, iconic pop stars, you think Madonna and Michael Jackson.
What's your favorite Madonna song?
Like a Virgin. Just kidding.
Probably Vogue.
Really?
I like to pose. But why male models?
Do you have a favorite Madonna song?
I do, and now I can't think of it. We talked about it last time. What was my favorite song? I can't think of it.
I love Lucky Star.
Lucky Star. That's a good one, too.
So yeah, I picked those two because they're both iconic pop stars.
Okay, my M is Morbid Angel.
Ooh, good one.
Yeah.
Good one. I have a friend who shall rename nameless, who just discovered Morbid Angel, and
mm-hmm.
then we have I Am Morbid. So,
oh right.
And my understanding is Morbid Angel can only play a certain amount of their albums, and I Am Morbid got a certain amount of them. But I've seen both of them. I think this year, so good. Love
Maybe
Morbid
last
Angel.
Year even.
I meant last year.
Yeah.
Anybody, can you guess my M?
Meshuggah?
Yeah.
Hey.
I love Meshuggah. I think they might be the best band in the world.
That's like a year ago today.
I know. Yeah, I saw it on Facebook, and thank
Memories.
You. That was amazing. Like,
right.
I can't remember if I told the story before, but we got in, we had credentials, and I have this wristband that nobody else seems to have around me, and I didn't want to get mushed, and so I'm like, I found balcony seat at Crystal Ballroom. I'm like, happy. And Jared's texting me going, come down here. And I'm like, F you, I'm not coming down there. I'm not
yeah.
leaving my seat.
I got
and he's
spot.
Like, trust me, come down here. And I'm like, no. And so finally, it's like, you come down here right now. And so I come down there, I'm kind of pissed. And he's like, this area to the right is VIP. And there's like nobody in there. And he's like, with your credentials, you can go in there. And I walked right up to the front, right in front of Dick Lofgren. Nobody was around me. There was no moshing. People are chill because they, you know, over 21 and VIP. And it was amazing.
Yeah.
That's the story of our friendship. She doesn't listen to me until I say it 1,000 times. And then she's like, fine, whatever. And then she's mad at me. And then she's like, okay.
I'm not mad anymore.
And that's our friendship.
Yeah, same goes with advice.
Except
he gets so mad. It's like,
that one doesn't ever happen.
He gives me advice all the time on my
life.
Poor choice of men.
Yeah.
And then he'll tell me and tell me and tell me, and I'm like, oh, you just don't understand, and you're just wanting to be mean because you don't want people to hurt me and blah blah blah, you don't understand. And then I'll go to my therapist and I'll call him and I'll be like, so she said, and he's like, oh my god,
that's what I said.
You could save hundreds of dollars a month if you would just listen.
I know. He's just straightforward. Okay,
in guys, ready for this one?
Oh wait,
I can't think.
New Kids on the Block.
No. NSYNC.
Aw, oh, good job.
Oh, it's not an I.
Ain't
it's not
no
in NSYNC. It's NY.
It's the letter N.
NSYNC. Okay.
It's just N. Yeah.
Okay.
And
yeah.
It shows how much you know about pop music.
My first concert, NSYNC.
Jealous.
That's right. I wish I could remember who opened. I can't remember. It was a girl group, though.
You'll have to look it up sometime. The year.
Well, and see who it was, because I think they became popular. I don't know.
I still bump their greatest hit CD now and then.
Yeah.
It's good.
Have you ever seen NSYNC live?
Nope.
Just Susanna.
Yeah. You know, it's crazy. So my first concert, I went to that. So when I went there, I bought a t-shirt. And that was back when I wore, like, huge baggy shirts. Like, that was just, I don't know, this either the style or my style. I'm not sure.
We're talking, what, 8th, 9th?
Yeah, it was in junior high. And I bought this huge shirt. And then now, my husband wears it. So it's, like, weird to think that, like, 8th grade Susanna bought her future husband a t-shirt.
And it was NSYNC.
And it's NSYNC, yeah. And he wears it.
It doesn't fit that well. Like, it's like a glove.
It's a medium.
That's funny.
My N is North Lane. I like them a lot. If you don't know them, you should check them out. They have, like, a good combination of, like, the melody that just, you know, kind of draws you in, and then it gets heavy. It's just great. It's slow. It's not really, like, fast, like, in your face, but it's amazing.
Say the name again. North Lane?
North Lane.
I don't know. I'm not familiar.
Yeah. I like them.
I'm going Naglfar.
What's
Norwegian
the name?
Norwegian black metal that they, like, live in a cave is what it sounds like.
What's, yeah.
Naglfar.
Okay, it reminds me of Fraggle Rock.
What is Fraggle Rock?
Fraggle Rock is this TV show that was, like,
Leia.
Muppets. It was Muppets in a Muppet TV show, like, on Nickelodeon
like
or something like
something,
that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Anyway, it was called Fraggle Rock.
That was awesome. I had a tough one with the O's. So I went with
Buck. Oh, you're pop, not country.
I'm still doing pop. One Republic.
Oh. Yeah.
I did One Republic.
They're popular. Isn't that a band? O-Town?
Right?
Yeah.
Maybe?
They were like a boy group kind of thing.
Oh,
what
good
is,
job, Susie.
No, I knew that. Give me an O-Town song. I mean, a One Republic song.
I can't think of. Like, if I hear it, I know it, but.
Don't they sing that?
Maybe.
Lately, I've been.
They're popular. It's not like a. It's a flat out band, kind of like how Maroon 5 is a pop band, essentially. That's kind of what they are.
Okay.
My O. Oceano.
Good one.
I think I listened to them more back in the day. I need to do a refresher. I haven't listened to them lately.
Do you remember seeing them with me?
At the Hawthorne?
No. They played at.
No.
Brent. Wait. Brinks.
Oh.
Yeah.
I can't remember who else was there. Was that with?
Hey, I think.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
I mean band wise.
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah, it's been a while.
Opeth.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of people like them.
One.
Mm-hmm. I had a hard time getting into them at first, but then they're like one of those bands that are like deep, and if you are ready for it, I think, then it's. Then it's good.
Mm-hmm.
They're great musicians, but sometimes their composition is confusing to me.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah. They're one of those bands that make you think.
Yes, and bands that, like, if you, especially if you're a musician, you probably really love.
Oh, right.
I call them, like,
technical.
Smart people metal.
Yeah, I think that's a good way to say it.
Smart metal.
Because, like, we had the band Never Awake, and that's kind of reminds
like
me sort of them. It's like, I call it, like, smart people metal.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's about it for that one.
Would you say smart people metal is, like, could be anything, like, the lyrics or anything like that? Because that's different than, like, math metal.
Where's math metal?
I don't know about math metal.
Because I think, like, Revocation might be, like, math metal.
I don't know.
We'll have to research that.
I'm saying, like, other music's
sure.
For dumb people, but, like, you know, what when I say it's, like, smart people music, you know what I'm talking about, kind of. It's, like, so technical.
Yeah.
In the music or
musically,
or smart lyrics too.
Musically.
Okay, smart people music.
Lyrics sometimes you can't understand what they're saying, even in this but like the way they're playing is
yeah.
Just like watching like holy crap. It takes them a lot of skill.
I think that's math metal. What is math metal?
Is there a science metal?
Here is what I found.
I mean
math. Oh, that's math core. All right, never mind.
Okay.
P. I only picked this one because it pops up on Susanna's Spotify sometimes.
Oh, because probably you listen to it and you're not logged out of my Spotify. And then I open it up and I'm like, what the fuck? Yeah, see? Look, third time. You make me do this.
And you're like the nicest one out of both of us, or all three of us.
So for P, I picked Paris Hilton.
Cause, okay.
Does
see,
she sing?
She
sings.
No,
she
does
had,
not sing.
She had a CD though.
You see how upset I get?
I happen to have, in the office on that computer is her Spotify, and so I was listening
Somebody's
to it
editing.
Once.
I think more than once.
I think, I don't even know if I listened to it all the way through once, though.
I think you're lying. Yeah, my Spotify will be like, because you like Paris Hilton, you might also like this. And I'm like, what? Who's listening? Jeremiah. Don't like it.
My bad.
There's got to be a better P.
I can't think
pop
of any verse.
Person.
Patti LaBelle.
Does Paris Jackson sing?
Oh, will you stop it? Okay. My P is Parkway Drive.
Good one.
Can I state for the record, I don't think I've heard a good one yet from Susie after any of
mine. Susie or Susanna?
What do you mean?
Well, because after every Susanna pick, Susie's like, ooh, that's a good one.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah. And Susie's like, for yours, is, what's that?
I guess I have some genre exploring to do. You said Parkway Drive?
Yes.
They had one of the best videos when they were flying out of the airplane. Have you seen that?
No.
Oh, you should definitely check it out.
Yeah.
Maybe 3 years ago, four years ago. Such a good
wait,
album.
Oh, I got you. Yeah.
It's really, really good video.
Okay, I'll have to check it out.
I said Primal Fear. Because I'm just doing European. If I was doing American bands, I love Pantera, but... Primal Fear is very Judas Priest-y, and for whatever reason, growing up in the United States, I didn't discover Primal Fear till I went to South Africa, which is super weird.
Weird.
Because most people who like metal knew who Primal Fear was, and I had never heard of them.
Oh.
And they're better than Judas Priest.
Yeah.
Oh, that kind of hurt.
That's hard to
say.
Q. This is my most controversial pick.
Queen Latifah.
No, I picked Queen.
Oh, okay.
See, that's a tough one, because...
Is it pop, is it rock?
Yeah, the pop stars, they're rock stars, they can be whatever they want, kind of. That's
legends.
Okay.
That's a tough one. So I was like, Queen could definitely be considered pop, I think.
I think, yeah. Have you seen the Bohemian... I can't say
nope.
that word.
No,
I haven't seen
yet.
It
yet.
I want to.
So yeah,
you
I picked Queen.
Go. Movie day. I'm going to have to pass on Q because I could not find a deathcore band that starts with Q, so I welcome anybody that has one to suggest it so I can check it out.
I'm in the same boat for European death, black, and extreme metal. I found one called Q-W-A-N, but I know nothing about them, so I had to look it up.
So good job, Jeremiah.
I picked another one, Susie won now. Susanna Dale now.
R?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Robin. She was popular back in the 90s. Like, she had like a couple songs that were big here.
Oh, yeah.
And now she's still around, but not as much here, but over in like Europe somewhere. She's pretty popular over there.
She's
so.
Like David Hasselhoff. Popular in Germany. That's so weird.
She had a couple big hits here
Robin.
In the 90s.
Why can't I can't think of
it. Can't think of the song, which sucks, because I liked it.
Is it R-O-B-Y-N? R-O-B-I-N?
Yep.
Okay.
B-Y-N.
I'll check it out, because I've never heard of it.
Yeah, it's a her, not an it.
You don't know now. I don't know.
But yeah, so she's big over in Europe somewhere.
Okay.
For my R is one I looked up.
Can I just say something?
Oh, yeah.
There's a band or a song called Big in Japan. Because you said you're big in, she's big in whatever. I don't know.
Yeah.
So Big in Japan.
Okay.
I don't know if it's a song now or a band. Okay,
or
go
a band.
Ahead.
They're like, we are big in Japan. Like, that's great. my R, I had to look up, so I don't know them that well, but it's Rings of Saturn. But I think they've come up on my Spotify, too.
Is Rings of Saturn the really attractive guy that's an actor, too?
I have no idea.
No idea what you're talking about.
Are you thinking like 30 seconds to Mars?
Oh, Saturn, Mars.
Yeah. Hey, you know what? You're in this. You know planets.
I apparently don't know anything except for metal.
Obviously.
Wait, is your R?
Oh, yes.
R.
Raised Fist. They're from England, and they're kind of a... they're not even death metal, they're punk. I'm sorry. I could say Rammstein.
There you go, yeah.
But that's industrial.
That's right.
All right.
Rammstein is, they're pretty. That was like my second concert, so I went from NSYNC to
Rammstein, that's
Rammstein
crazy.
Rammstein and Mudvayne and Slipknot.
Slipknot.
Oh,
it was
wow.
like Pledge of Allegiance tour.
That was
and
my first concert.
We were sitting like so far away. But with all the pyrotechnics Rammstein uses, you could feel the heat from even how far away we were. So I can't imagine what it was like up front.
Oh, man. Raised Fist, if you haven't heard them, they have an album called From the North that came out maybe 2015. So good.
Yeah.
And I've never seen them live. So that's one of the things I'm hoping in the next couple of years I get to.
Yeah.
S. In true fashion of going with odd picks that you guys won't guess.
Spice Girls.
That would have been a good one, too. I went with Selena Gomez.
Oh, I like her.
Who actually isn't that bad.
Selena Gomez. She's not the Selena that died in the plane crash.
No.
Selena
oh, wait.
Gomez.
She didn't even die in a plane crash. Selena died from, like, a gunshot or something.
Selena Gomez is from Disney Channel.
Yeah, I don't know.
She was a
you
TV show.
Date
Dates
Justin
Bieber,
Bieber
for a while. See, so you know she's somebody.
Okay.
And, yeah.
So
songs,
you know she's somebody.
Her songs are pretty good.
They're catchy.
Very catchy. And she's kind of losing that more of a innocence that she had as the kid actors.
Now she's a whore?
Well, no, but I'd say her songs are a little more risque than...
Oh, so she's a whore.
Yeah.
No, whatever. You don't even know music.
I like her. Okay, my S is Suicide Silence.
Good one.
Yeah, yeah. I like them. Pretty fun.
Saw them
Saw
many
tour.
Years ago. Whooped her.
Mm-hmm.
Many moons ago.
Very energetic. Very fun. Yeah, I like them.
I'm going Soil Work. I love Soil Work. And Bjorn Strid, from the singer from Soil Work, has a side project called the Night Flight Orchestra. That's really awesome. It's very 70s, but Soil Work is fantastic.
And
love Soil Work.
70s.
So I got two for T. I went one.
Wait, do you want to say it again?
Yep. Two for T.
Two for T.
T for two and two for T.
I got one that,
I was thinking that too.
One that people have heard of but don't remember hearing of and can't think of the songs most likely. And then the other one is just obvious.
Tesla.
Yep, because I'm doing pop still. First one I did is Tattoo. T-A-T-U.
Oh, right.
See? Like, you remember them, but you're like, that's about it.
I remember they were a lesbian couple.
Tattoo.
Right?
I don't know if they actually were, if they pretended. I don't remember.
Pretended.
They had like one song,
don't
essentially.
Remember.
But then my other T was Taylor Swift, just because.
Oh, okay. Because
you're a T-Swizzle fan.
Who doesn't like T-Swizzle? Look what you made me do. Now I'm all angry.
You're angry with a rainbow pink death metal shirt with a... Is there a unicorn or a cat on it?
No, just rainbow.
Nope, just rainbows.
Rainbows and unicorns.
You couldn't be angry right now wearing that.
I'm never angry. Don't get mad, get
rare. My tea is Thy Art Is Murder.
Ooh, good one.
Mm-hmm. We saw them a few years ago, too.
Yeah.
Whatever year you came back.
2016.
We saw them in 2016, then.
Was I there?
No.
I was...
That was the show you still weren't ready to go to shows yet.
Yeah.
So you'd only been back, like, maybe a month at
yeah.
that point. You weren't ready.
No. I remember you invited me to Van Halen right when I got back, too. You know, they're like, you want to cover the show? And I'm like, yeah, I can't be in public.
Yeah. That's okay. Look at you now.
It's a little better.
A little.
My moments. The Haunted. I love The Haunted. And I love Per Møller Jensen's drumming, who is now in Road to Jerusalem, who has the singer from Portland, who used to be in the Queen tribute band. So look at all that connection.
That was like the Seven Things of Bacon.
Yeah.
Kevin Bacon or something
what
like
is that.
What's that
called?
I can't remember.
Something about Kevin Bacon.
And Seven something.
Yeah.
Wait, maybe I'm thinking of something else. Seven seconds.
Right.
Yeah, it's like Seven Connections or
to Kevin
okay.
Bacon.
Well,
okay.
You.
That's good.
Usher.
Okay.
Oh, Usher.
Usher.
Isn't he the good dancer guy?
He is a good dancer.
Yeah. And I've never heard any bad stories about him. I don't think he ever does anything bad.
I think the only time people were, like, not liking him was when Justin Bieber was acting out, because I guess Usher is the one that brought Justin Bieber to what he is now, popularity, brought him into the...
Kind of kicked out the career.
Yeah, like, he found Justin Bieber on YouTube or something like that, and was like, this kid is awesome. So thanks to Usher, we have Justin Bieber.
Do you think, was Justin Bieber, like, appreciative, or did he cause...
Oh, you know, I don't know.
We'll have to ask him if we ever get a chance.
I'm going to let you do that interview.
Oh, yeah.
I heard that Justin Bieber had anesthesia to have his arms and body tattooed, because he's such a pussy.
Is that believable?
Yes.
Maybe?
No, he's recently married.
Really?
Yeah, he got married, and they're doing a bigger ceremony, like a smaller ceremony, and then now they're going
to
do a big ceremony coming up.
Are you in the Justin Bieber fan club?
Is there one?
There's a podcast I listen to where, on a weekly basis, they have a segment where they bash Justin Bieber. Or they talk about Justin Bieber.
Do you cry?
No, I laugh, usually. it's whatever news is about him, they just talk about him real quick. And they're talking about his big actual ceremony coming up, because he's marrying... Haley Baldwin.
Oh, Baldwin. That's what it was.
Oh, okay.
One of the Baldwin brothers' daughters.
That's gotta suck, being a celebrity like that, where every action you do is just under the microscope.
Yeah.
No wonder celebrities go, like, crazy.
Yeah, so, Usher, yeah.
Usher.
How did we get on Justin Bieber? That's so weird.
Oh, yeah. I like Usher. Okay, I'm excited for... Upon a Burning Body.
Good one.
Those guys are so fun live.
Energetic.
I remember, I think the first time we saw them was at Warped Tour. And then they have a song called Texas Blood Money, which I lived in Texas for a little bit. And in elementary school, I swear that song, like, the stars at night are big and bright, right? Like, you have to know that
song. Deep in the heart
of Texas, right?
Okay.
And you do the clapping. You have to, like, know that song if you live in Texas. It's like, I don't know, you just have to. It's ingrained in you. And so that's a little part of that song. And so, a little kid in me is like, oh, I know this song. And then it gets all, like, heavy. And I'm like, oh, I love it. And we saw them at Hawthorne, and they did that song. And I was so excited. And the crowd just was not as... It didn't reach my energy level that I was feeling. And I was like, I bet you this song, like, kills in Texas.
Yeah.
You know? But anyway, they're such cool. They seem like such cool guys. And I can't wait to see them live again.
We saw them at Mayhem Fest.
Yes,
and
you and
I saw them with Mayhem Fest with you also.
We interviewed
them
at Mayhem Fest.
Yeah.
Three of them. And they had, like, suits on.
Yeah, they
I
come
like
out
that
in
they
suits.
Do that, yeah.
And then they were here last year at Hawthorne. Is that the one that you saw?
The time before that.
Okay,
because we were out of town when they were here. I was so bummed.
Yeah, when we saw they were coming to town, I'm like, no.
Yeah.
Oh, great.
But, oh, awesome. I like them. Going on.
UFO. It's the only one I could think of. They're from, Michael Schenker's from Germany. So, not current. At all, and Michael Schenker wasn't in UFO for very long, but that's the only U I could come up with.
Yeah.
And it's certainly not death, black, or extreme.
Yeah.
It's rock.
It's just rock. It's
so
chill.
I failed on that one.
I had a hard time with V. I had to look it up, and then I'm like, oh, that's the name I actually recognize. It's Vitamin C.
Oh. A graduation song or something like that?
I don't remember, but, like, I remember the name, and I can, like, picture them a little bit. But it's an older, definitely, I think, probably late 90s, early 2000s, when they're around.
Is that Issa Williams?
Is that a fact checker checking?
Nope.
Oh.
And, no, but...
Okay, a fact checker is fired. I'll fact check it real quick.
When she was around, I just remember she was very popular when we were, like, seniors in high school, which was 2003. So,
I was married and divorced by 2003.
Yeah?
For a really long time.
Looking it up, guys. She went solo in 99.
So I am.
Your V.
My V is Vector of Underground.
Oh,
which I'm not sure where they're from, but I like their song Mishka. I think they're Russian.
Oh.
Not, don't quote me on that. But I like their combination. They also kind of do like that melodic, draws you in and then just surprises you with like a heavy breakdown, or it's just fun.
Ooh, I want to check them out.
Mm-hmm.
I said Vader.
Oh,
Darth
that was
Vader.
My other one. Yeah. I had two written down for V.
W? I picked this one because it's sentimental.
Okay, W. Yeah, I got nothing.
I picked Wallpaper.
Wu-Tang Gang.
Wu-Tang Clan?
Oh, yeah.
That's rap.
Oh, sorry.
That's funny.
Not even close to pop.
So what did you say again?
Wallpaper.
Oh, you...
That was my very first in-person interview I ever did.
Okay.
That one was really good, too. That interview... I just remember you asked a really weird question, like, would you rather be, like, a merman or
no,
a
would you
unicorn?
Rather be a mermaid, merman, or
a
unicorn?
Unicorn.
And they both sat there, and they're like,
they really
I don't
thought
know.
About it.
And they thoroughly went in depth on, like, which one would be better.
So if you want to know their answer, check out past interviews.
Yeah.
Aren't they wallpaper with a period?
I think so, yeah. Okay. But yeah, that was just my very first...
Wallpaper.
Interview I ever did in person.
That's awesome.
So I picked them.
I picked Whitechapel.
Ooh, good one.
Mm-hmm.
Phil.
People just love them.
They're extreme.
They are extreme.
They're fun, too. Hard to shoot. You know, lighting. You know, pretty much anybody I'm listing, I could probably shoot easily with good lighting, and the bands you guys are all listing, a lot of them I have shot. Lighting's not so good.
All the bands you... or bands or artists you chose, like, stand there and have, like,
good
costume changes and...
Some of them.
A band that's in the dark. No, I'm just
kidding. I'm going Watain.
Oh, yeah.
Saw them. That was fun.
Watain, you know, and their bloody stench.
I want to see them again.
Mm-hmm.
From a distance. Preferably outdoors.
From a distance. Preferably outdoors, yeah.
I'm having this thing today where whenever you guys say something, a song comes in my head. So you just said From a Distance, and I'm Bette Midlering out.
Oh.
Is it Bette Midler?
From
a Distance. And my... Oh, right. Olivia Newton-John? No. Yeah.
From the movie Beaches, I think.
Oh, yeah?
I'll never watch that movie again.
All right. X had a hard time. So I was creative with this one. I went X-Tina.
Christina
Aguilera
popular.
For a while was going being called X-Tina.
Oh, okay.
And all her social medias, it's at X-Tina still.
Okay.
So I'm like, I guess I'm going to count that as working.
Hey, that works.
She had that song, Beautiful?
Yeah.
You're beautiful, I'm beautiful, what is it? Beautiful.
Beautiful.
You are beautiful.
She has
that's
a lot
a
of good songs.
Song.
It is pretty, yeah.
Susanna likes a lot of her...
Ida. Her man-hating songs.
Most of her...
I like
ouch. I'm
sorry.
Carrie Underwood.
Oh, right. She has,
oh, yeah.
She has really good man-hating songs, too.
That one about where she takes a baseball bat to
right.
Us. And
she's like, you cheat on me, I mess up your car.
Scratches her initials in his leather
yeah,
seats.
That's right.
Yeah, so, but I know Susanna likes a lot of her after, after Stripped. I know you like a lot of those.
I love her Back to Basics CD. I love, because she had a Back to Basics CD, and I had a CD1, CD2. I like both of them, but CD1 was my favorite. And it was just kind of like an old, soulful... kind of jazzy at times. I liked it. Not so much. I like Christina Aguilera. She has a really good. That's good English.
She's good voice.
She has a strong, powerful voice. But when she does a lot of those wavering, like, I'm like, okay. Just
got,
hold the note.
Like
hold,
Mariah Carey. I hate
hold
that.
The note.
I got
yeah.
One of her CDs. Actually, the only CD I ever owned from her was kind of a joke. My parents asking me what CDs to get. And I was just like, I don't know, this one. And it just pointed to one. And that was it. And then I listened to it, and I'm like, I don't know. But the more I listened to it, the more I was like, not bad.
Good.
And now I'm like, I like it.
Didn't Christina Aguilera and Britney Spears kind of come out at the same time?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Weren't they both Mouseketeers?
I think so,
yes. Yeah.
I remember my first husband, Eddie, who was a really good musician. When they came out, we didn't listen to pop music, but I remember he immediately said Christina Aguilera had the better voice. So
mm-hmm.
I've always just kind of known that.
Oh,
so.
Yeah.
She has just that powerful voice.
Yeah, where Britney kind of has... Although, I think Britney's come around. Like, I'm sure her Vegas show is amazing. But Christina definitely has that powerful.
Mm-hmm.
My ex is a pass because I couldn't find a deathcore ex band. So again, I welcome any recommendations.
I picked Zion, and it's with an X-I-O-N. We saw them at Analog.
Yeah.
Did an interview with them, but I can't remember where they're from. They were from somewhere in Europe.
Remember.
It's like, I don't know if it was, wait. So it was, I think, like, Austria or something?
Oh.
Anyway, I didn't look it up, so I can't remember.
Somewhere over there.
Mm-hmm.
I had a hard time with the Y, so I had to look that one up, too. And I picked the Yeah Yeah Yes. They were bigger early 2000s. Not quite my style, but I've heard of them.
I've never heard of them.
I was going to say they're the Matthew McConaughey's favorite band, but it's all right. Not Yeah Yeah Yes.
That's funny.
My Y is also a pass. Jeez, so lame.
My Y, I had to look up. It's a band called Yuck. From France. So I'm going to have to check them out.
Yuck.
My next one, for Z, finally rounding it out.
Mm-hmm.
And I picked, it's not quite pop, but I went with ZZ Ward.
Oh,
okay.
It's pop-ish,
mm-hmm.
I think.
Mm-hmm.
She's, I don't know.
Bluesy too, right?
Yeah,
she's
like, bluesy.
She has that raspy kind of like voice.
She also has a really good man-hating song.
So I should be...
But then she also has a really great, like, I Get Lost in Your Eyes kind of song, so...
Oh, yeah, way to bring it back.
You're
I'm
welcome.
Just talking about all these man-hating songs that
so,
you like.
But, no, I can't help it. That's what, like it seems to bring, like, this energy from, like, the singer that I don't experience because I don't hate you. Look at that.
I
songs hate
you know, man-hating songs. Have you ever heard of Ani DiFranco?
Yes.
Okay, she has a song. I don't remember what it's called, but it says "Fuck you and your untouchable face." Fuck you for existing in the first place. I thought that was brilliant.
Heck yeah!
Yeah,
it's almost like Lily Allen.
Lily Allen has a song. It sounds really like it's called "Fuck You." I'm pretty sure.
For
yeah.
Susanna.
I know. Okay, well here you go. The tune of it's like "Fuck you, fuck you, fuck." You very, very much. It's like very like sugary and sweet, but she's
trying
to
F off. Oh yeah, she's pretty much just going off on somebody, but it's all like very nice and sweet the way she's doing it.
Mhm. It's kind of funny. I'm gonna have to show you that video.
Yes, I'd like to hear it.
Okay, my Z is Zao, Z-A-O.
Hmm.
I remember we had their CD in high school.
A long time ago.
Yeah, and they were. Is it also a female singer? Fronted. I should
don't
do my research.
I think so.
I'm going to have to look that up because I've never heard of that.
That's old school.
It is old. I want to say, were they like a Christian heavy metal or deathcore? Not a female-fronted song. Or
band.
Band, yeah. You know what I meant. But.
Are they Christian?
I think so.
Would they consider themselves a Christian band, or are they just Christians who are in a band?
All right, that could be a whole.
New Demon Hunter is coming out.
What?
New Demon Hunter is coming out. I think March.
Does Zayo make you think of that?
Well, they're a Christian band. And I'm killing
yeah.
time until Susanna looks it up.
Right, they are. It's been a debate. The band currently no longer considers themselves a Christian band. In quotes. With only the bassist identifying as a Christian, but that's kind of what was kind of tagged on to them as a label for a long time, I think.
Mm.
So, I mean, it was a great way for when we were in high school and our parents were like, what are you listening to? And we're like, it's a Christian band.
It's funny.
Mm-hmm.
I had to look up Z as well. I came up with Zodiac from Germany. I'm going to have to check them out.
Nice. All right, our alphabet.
Cool.
I guess this is our alphabet.
Nice.
Yeah.
We would love your feedback on any of our picks and any of our holes.
So yeah.
Yeah.
That
doesn't
sound right.
Yes, everybody.
We don't need feedback on our holes. Thank you.
Please
yeah.
please fill any hole we have there.
With an artist or band.
I'd like my holes filled, please.
And then, yeah.
We're
just,
so childish. We're like,
I know, it's like. and Butthead. And like,
okay, well, back to seriousness.
Serious.
Just go follow us on social media and message us or comment on anything and tell us what you think. And that's it for this week. Thank you guys and bye.
Bye.